Hello, welcome to Moncala Smooth Media Podcast. Today I decided that we could do something new, obviously because I don't sound like in my previous three episodes, but I decided that we could do what I actually wanted to do with my podcast in the first place, which is Midnight Rambles. I think a lot, as most people do, and I have always been curious about what other people would think about my thoughts. And I figured that talking for a couple minutes or so about whatever I see fit, be it a subject. And by the way, if you guys wanted to choose a subject, you're welcome. Just tweet me. My social media is in the bio. Or like, just what I feel on that day. I mean, maybe this could be like my journal entry. Maybe it could just be whatever I wanted it to be. And who's to say that's a bad thing? I mean, I am not trying to say that I'm worthy of, like, your precious time and stuff like that, but if you want, you know, you can hear me talk, which is funny, because I can't even stand to hear myself talk, as one would. I kind of thought we could talk about, like, opinions. But then I started getting into, like, some really dark thoughts. We're gonna stray away from that for now. Right now, we're just gonna focus on opinions, which is a very broad term, which honestly, I think is very interesting, but I feel like people are very self-centered, which, like, don't get me wrong, like, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's your life. You should be self-centered. We don't know how much time we've got, so you may as well, right? But I feel like nowadays, like, with social media and all that stuff, I say like a proper 50-year-old, I feel like people kind of want to think that their opinion is fact. And I'm sure that this is an exhausted subject, so I want to just cover this for like a little bit and then we'll just move on, because I've heard a billion things about it. Your opinion is not fact, but that doesn't make it any less real. Like, it's your opinion. Like, you can't say that this carrot is blue when it's really like orange. But if your opinion is that people should have breaks every period of school, or that we should have bike lanes that extend the entire road instead of just ending at random stoplights, or that every single street in America should have sidewalks, like, I feel like you're validated enough to have those opinions that we can't just start yelling at you because that's your opinion. I'm like the queen of like unpopular opinions, and usually I get yelled at. So I usually try like to stay out of very heavily opinionated things, because people don't know how to debate anymore, which I'm sure not everybody falls under this category, but I feel like a lot of people, when somebody has a differing opinion than you do, people tend to take it personally for some reason, and they kind of think that you're insulting them for some reason, which in reality, you just wanted to share your thought on the matter, because if you share your thoughts with me, then I'm allowed to have an input, right? Of course, if you didn't want me to have an input, then you could have just said so. But let's not get into that. I feel like nowadays, not that there ever was a differing time in my life, that people don't know how to argue with somebody without yelling at them and getting heated and like really frustrated. And honestly, personally, I feel that you don't have to be frustrated to talk with somebody. You don't have to be annoyed with somebody to hear their opinion and their thought on things, you know? Like, I feel like the more grown-up thing to do is to be respectful, but I'm not even a grown-up, so I can't even say that, so. I mean, for all you guys know, I'm a 14-year-old laying in bed in the dark. Now, I am laying in bed in the dark, but I could be 14, I could be 15, I could be 20, I could be 30, I could be 40, and you wouldn't know. You can give me your opinion on how old you think I am, and that's that, it's your opinion, and I'll accept that opinion. Because it's yours. And you have the right to have your opinion. Now, your opinion can say that this podcast is terrible and you hate it, and it'll still be your opinion. And it'll still be all right that you have that opinion, because nobody can tell you that how you feel is wrong. And that whole opinion shaming thing where you're like, oh yeah, well you're wrong for thinking the way that you think and for feeling the way you feel on a certain topic, it's a way to kind of oppress. Like, I hate that word, oppress. In my opinion, I hate the word oppress. It's like a way to shame somebody for thinking a certain way. Like, well, you're stupid for thinking that way. Like, I kind of feel like people belittle people for having certain opinions. Like, it's wrong to have certain opinions. Because it's not. It's not wrong to have certain opinions. Like, my opinion isn't going to kill you. Unless I think, in my opinion, that the death penalty should be a thing. But that's a whole different thing. That's on the basis of morals, and that branch of philosophy is too deep for me. I think that if you teach people that it's wrong to believe certain things, you exclude them from a conversation that needs to happen. Now, I don't want to sound like a psychologist or whatever, but I know that when I was a kid and I was belittled for having a certain opinion and they didn't let me argue my side of things, I just didn't want to share anything with them. And I feel like it's very important in, like, everyday society to be able to feel like you can share things with others. Like, you can talk freely without feeling censored. And I completely, like, feel torn on subjects like whether hate speech is free speech, or whether lies should be talked about daily. But honestly, that's another opinion. And my opinion is that you should be able to say whatever you want to say. There shouldn't be any kind of censorship whatsoever. I just feel like that way you expose yourself to so many things. And as somebody who has had hate speech directed towards them, it taught me that not everyone is going to be the nicest person on the planet, and not everyone is going to be accepting. And it exposed me to a problem that we all have. Like, we're all connected because we're all members of the human race. And I know many people don't feel that way, but it's the truth. And because my problem is my problem, since we're connected, my problem is your problem. Because we're all members of the human race, which sounds cheesy, I know, but it's the truth. Our problems, my problem is your problem. My neighbor's problem is my problem. And the reason why is because we all have to collectively work together to make this world a better place. Yeah, very cheesy. But, like I said, it's the truth. If we all want a space where everyone feels okay to share their thoughts and opinions, and everyone feels like they can talk to somebody without getting yelled at, and they can talk to somebody without being told that their opinion is wrong, then I genuinely feel that we should make the steps towards doing that. I mean, it's not gonna kill you. It's not gonna kill me either. We might have to go out of our way a little bit, but it helps. And I'm sure I'm missing a billion other things, but my mind has gone blank. I know that it's up to us. What's up to us? Everything. Everything's up to us. How we feel on our opinions, how we act on our opinions, like, our actions in general, like, it's all up to us. And as people, we need to be able to control that. Just because we have free speech doesn't mean we shouldn't have a filter, you know what I mean? If I said the first thing that came to my head, like, every time I had a thought, I'd be freaking executed. I'd be taken out immediately, and that's because everybody has these certain thoughts, and everybody should understand when it's okay to see it and say it, and everyone should understand when it's okay to draw a line, because if you're uncomfortable pursuing a topic any further, then I think that you should be the one to draw that line. However, if you are also the person that is taking a topic to a certain point, then I do feel that it's up to you to stick that out because you took it to that point. And on another note, I genuinely feel that when somebody starts it, I think that in order to not be offended and in order to not take everything so personally and to not be so insulted, we need to figure out a way somehow to detach ourselves from the subject so we can see it from a point of view that isn't so shrouded. Because I feel like sometimes when somebody says something to you and you take it personally, you cast a shadow on that entire conversation. And if we could stop taking things so personally, then maybe we could shine a light on it. But that's just me. And you know what? You might totally think I'm a crazy person, but it's my opinion. And like I've been chattering about for I don't even know how many minutes, my opinion, and I have the right to have it. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of Midnight Rambles, and I hope that you understand that I ain't gonna stop. if you guys have any suggestions for any more topics, then you guys can tweet me on Twitter at MoncalaSM, or you can go to my Instagram, which is also MoncalaSM, and comment on the couple of photos that I've got. I hope that I'll be able to do this more. I mean, this is more fun than a lot of things, especially since I'm an insomniac and can't sleep at night. This could be like a journal entry, or maybe a conversation between you and I, the listener, even though you can't respond. But if you would like to respond, like I said, tweet me. I'm really bad at goodbyes, so I'll just say it. Sayonara.